This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, before I say goodbye for today and wish you a good Shabbos and a Frel Chempurim, I want to share with you a Chiddush Noira from the Chassam Sofer Masechta Shavuos. This Chiddush, a very Chashuv Bachar, showed me Rabbi Yonasan Rutstein from Silver Spring. And he showed me a Chassam Sofer in Maseches Shavuos. We know the Gemara says in Yuma, Dalet Chiluke Kaparahin. There are four types of Kapara, four levels of Kapara. If somebody violates an Asay, then they do Tshuva, they're immediately atoned for. Someone violates a Lav, Tshuva suspends, Yom Kippur is Machaper. Someone violates a Krisos, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, suspend, Yisurim, wipe it away. Somebody violates Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, Tshuva can't wipe it away. Yom Kippur can't wipe it away. Yisurim can't wipe it away. The Gemara frighteningly says, Ad Yom HaMisa. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer asks, if Chilul Hashem is so terrible, especially Chilul Hashem b'Farhesya, this explains the Rashbi. Because if you remember the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Beis, the Talmidim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, Nu, Rebbe, why were the Jews deserving of being destroyed in the times of Haman? So the Rashbi said, you tell me. They said, well, because they're an enemy from the Sud of Achashverosh. He said, well, then only the Jews of Shushan should be destroyed. Asr of Nassim Waldor asked, why only the Jews of Shushan? The Jews all over the world went to the party for 180 days. Why only the Jews of Shushan? But that's what he asked. That's what the Rashbi asked. That only the Jews of Shushan should be destroyed. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, you tell us. So the Rebbe said, because they were Nene from the Sud of Achashverosh. So the Rashbi, so the students asked, V'chi masi panam yesh badavar? So then why did God show them favoritism? Says the Chassam Sofer, what's their question? Their question is, they were mechalel shem shamayim b'farhesya. So there's no way to atone for that. There's no atonement for that. Tshuva doesn't work. The tainesim don't work. And even the Rashbi's answer, well, they didn't really mean to do it. Shkoyach, who cares? But it looked like they're doing it. So it's a chil Hashem. And there's no way to atone for a chil Hashem. Says the Chassam Sofer, there is a way to atone for Chil Hashem. If you're Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim. Says the Chassam Sofer, how are you Mekadesh the name of Hashem Barabim? Says the Chassam Sofer, well, if you could find out how to read a book, that book makes a name for Hashem, that would be a way of sanctifying God's name Barabim. And what does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara says on Yud Amud Beis Megillah from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Tachas hanatzutz yaleh v'royish v'sachas haserpad yaleh hadas v'haya l'ashem l'ashem l'oysay l'am. What does the Gemara say? V'haya l'ashem l'ashem zeh mikra Megillah. That means mikra Megillah makes a name for Hashem. That's why Esther says in Tehillim, Perek Chav Beis, Asapra Shimcha Le'echoi, Besoich Kahal Alecha, I will say your name. Mikra Megillah makes a name for Hashem. How does it make a name for Hashem? Well, maybe because it destroys Amalek. And Amalek is Mamayit Shem Hashem, so by destroying Amalek, it makes a name for Hashem. Or, we suggested once, the source of Mikra Megillah is Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer corresponds to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But Mikra Megillah makes a name of Hashem. Memela, the Takana of Mikra Megillah is a public proclamation of creating a great name for Hashem. That is Kiddush Shem Shamayim Barabim. That's Mechaper for even Chilul Hashem. So actually, friends, the moment of Kriyas HaMegillah is such a powerful moment that if a person, it comes out, does tshuva then, they could get kapara not only for ase, not only for lois ase, not only for krisus, but even chil Hashem. That's why I just got a gift in your zechus. Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Purim is greater. Why is Purim greater? Because Yom Kippur, you can only get kapara for lavim. It only works for aseh and lav. It doesn't work for kares. It doesn't work for chil Hashem. But Purim, Purim even works for chil Hashem. I didn't even have that until a second ago. I was going to say that just to take advantage of the moment of Kriyas HaMegillah, it's mechaper for chil Hashem. How often do we have such an opportunity in our lifetime? Is there anything else that we could do in our life that is such a great zechus? Where Chazal even say, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Ban Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. But now we see a little bit, because Mikra Megillah is mamish creating a shame for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chassam Sofer says, it's mechaper for Chilul Hashem Barabim. So that's a beautiful idea. And Be'ezus Hashem, everyone should have a Purim Sameach, which Rav Shlomo Zalman says is a tefillah. The tefillah is, we should be zoicha to have Purim when Mashiach comes, which then will really be a Purim Sameach. So you could join us. You could join us, by the way, later today at 12:15 for Daf HaShavua, Daf Pei Amud Beis. But please join us Matzah Shabbos for Seder Chassam Sofer. Everyone's invited to our house on Purim. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should hear Besuras Tovos. Have a great Shabbos. Kaltav. Shabbat Shalom. Kaltav. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.